Harry Trimble and Oscar Medley Whitfield are two of this year's designers in residence at the Design Museum, and for their project they've chosen something with really local resonances. Just talk us through how you came to choose this particular project using Thames clay.
Well, the river's always been a particular feature of the museum in its current location, and we wanted to kind of pay tribute to that in a way and think about what potential there was in the river to actually make something. So, and obviously in relation to Southwark, it's the proximity. So it was about, yeah, seeing what the potential and the opportunity there was to be had in the area.
And tell us a bit about the properties of the clay that you found on the foreshore between London and Tower Bridge.
So the clay itself is actually, I'm going to be honest, it's actually quite bad clay. So it's kind of the definitive thing within good clays and bad clays is really the silica content, which actually forms the objects under heat. So, getting a bit camera shy.
Okay. Yeah, so with the material, it's got a... Yes, the clay's not particularly high quality. Most clays, the pottery ones, have got a really high silica content, hence the reason they can be formed properly. So we had to find, because of this problem with the clay, we had to kind of find a way we could
get around it,
actually be sympathetic and not force it to do the thing as well. So it's actually, you're almost kind of tailoring the process to the place in a way.
And the brief that all this year's designers have been given is thrift. Tell us how apart from using a found material, how has that influenced the forms that you've chosen for your pieces?
I think it's influenced us in that we didn't want to, because the way they've been formed had to be done in compression, we didn't want to add any materials that we couldn't find in the area. So that kind of influenced the way the material behaved, so hence the way we had it be formed.
And also the very form of the object is influenced by, well, it's basically the hexagons, so they can tessellate into the kiln in order to get maximum units into any one firing, which obviously reduces the cost.
So it's an economy in firing as well.
And tell us a bit about some of the historical sources for the forms that you've chosen.
Well, this part of London used to have a thriving ceramics industry in the 17th and 18th century, so we wanted to kind of reference that in the work, and obviously that's influenced what we've decided to make. So some of the works they've excavated do have this kind of hexagonal shape with a circle inside, so that's the kind of historical element to it, kind of almost reviving kind of ceramics industry here.
And some of your pieces are now on display on the second floor in the Design Museum, but what have you got planned during your residency to take this project on?
Well, we've got a couple of workshops coming up. I'm not quite sure on the dates as yet, but we're
going around a lot in November, I believe. And it's basically going to be give people kind of a hands-on experience of not so much a kind of evening pottery class, but more of an actual how does the material behave and how can you form it, I think.
And are you hoping to have some things available in the museum shop?
Yes, we are. We're still in the process of developing them, but hopefully around about November we should have some pieces. We're not quite sure what those are going to be yet, but we're thinking about doing an egg cup, we're thinking of, so that could be something.
So some of the pieces
an interesting Christmas gift, perhaps.
So some of the pieces on display now will go into the shop, but we're also hoping to expand the range into some kind of more user-friendly items.